The Adventures of Meghan Martin, The Medallion Mystery, Chapter 1, To Grandmother's House We Go. It was a warm, sunny Friday morning when Meghan and her mother and her best friend May were on their way to the country to spend a week with her grandmother. This was a special occasion for Meghan. She loved to visit the farm, to run through the fields, and play with the animals. Not the least of her favorite things, however, was her grandmother's homemade apple pie. Meghan was an attractive teenager with shoulder-length blonde hair. She was somewhat impulsive, loved to play pranks on her friends, sometimes, and especially on her brother, with whom she normally didn't get along very well. She loved physical activities like hiking, biking, climbing, swimming, things like that. Sports were okay to watch when there wasn't anything else to do. She liked science, and loved her new laptop computer that her dad bought her for her last birthday. She frequently surfed the internet searching for interesting websites about UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, and important things like that. She liked to email her friends and relatives, mostly because she enjoyed getting email and believed she got back out of it what she put into it. She even built her own website to tell about some of her adventures. She liked to write and even direct little productions with her friends using her mom and dad's home video camera. Halloween was a huge blast. She always threw a big party and called it her Happy Pumpkin Day Fest. She would put on a stage play in her studio room that her dad had built for her, and everyone would play games and have a good time. Meghan was curious about what made things work. If it broke, she wasn't long finding a screwdriver or a wrench to take it apart and find out if she could fix it. Sometimes she even amazed her dad when she would find something in the trash, take it apart, and fix it. Usually, it was something as simple as a broken wire or blown fuse, but still she had accomplished something that no one else had given a thought. If they had, it wouldn't have been in the trash can in the first place. She really enjoyed the sense of accomplishment that a successful venture or adventure gave her. The only person she knew who was more impetuous than Meghan was her best friend May. May was the same age as Meghan and about the same size, but she had brown hair. May and Meghan were very much alike in many ways. They had many of the same interests and could frequently be found together. May had some religious background and some knowledge of the Bible. She was also somewhat superstitious. She hated snakes and spiders, and bugs in general gave her the willies. Martha Martin's farm was in a small farming community known as Peaceful Pond, about an hour's drive from the city where Meghan lived. The local country church was built right beside the pond and completely surrounded by a large cemetery. Just a mile or so south of the pond was the old Martin family farm. Meghan's grandmother had lived alone for the past 5 years since the death of her husband, Fred. She kept herself busy with the farm despite the coaxing of her friends and certain relatives to sell out and move to the city. She insisted that her work on the farm was the only thing that kept her going. "Why, if I were to sell this farm, I would surely die from boredom," she would say. As they neared the farmhouse, Meghan could see her grandmother standing on the front porch awaiting their arrival. She waved and smiled as they pulled into the driveway. Meghan's mother, Donna, brought the van to a stop in the driveway. Everyone got out and started to unload the van. Meghan had her suitcases and backpack in hand as they walked toward the porch. Scratches, her cat, ran along ahead of them to meet grandmother on the porch. Meghan and her grandmother exchanged greetings and hugs while Scratches rubbed up against Grandma's leg affectionately. "I see Scratches is doing well," Grandma said as she reached down to pat the black and tan cat on the head. The girls started into the house with their bags. Meghan knew exactly where she was going, but her grandma called out the instructions just the same. "Don't run up the stairs, girls." Meghan and May slowed down, took several regular steps up the stairs before running the rest of the way to the upstairs room. Meghan and May had the first room on the right. and Megan's mother had the first room to the left. Megan and May went into the room. It was a pretty little room with two small beds. One bed was against the south wall, with the headboard against the southeast corner of the room. The other bed was against the east wall, with the headboard against the northeast corner of the room. There was an old wooden desk between the beds. There was a window above the desk in the east wall. There was a window above the bed on the south wall, and another window in the south wall just beyond the foot of the bed. In the northwest corner of the room, there was an antique wooden toy box. Near the toy box was a small wooden table with a tea set that had been made by her grandfather long ago. Without a doubt, this was Megan's favorite area of the room, and this room was her favorite part of the entire house. She had many fond memories in this room as a young child. In the southwest corner of the room, a few feet from the window, was an antique dresser with a mirror. Near the foot of the south bed, and a few feet from the southwest window, there was a larger round antique wooden table at the opposite end of the room from the beds. On the table were a handmade tablecloth and a big old white candle. Lying beside the candle was a small box of matches. In the country, power failures were common during bad weather, and each room had either a lamp or a candle ready to be used in just such an emergency. The girls put their suitcases on the floor beside their bed. Megan jumped into her bed and bounced as she grabbed her pillow in a hug and rolled over facing the window beside her bed. A thoughtful expression came over her face as she recalled fond memories of this place. Memories of her grandfather when she was only 8, and the kitten he gave her as a birthday present that she lovingly named Scratches. Scratches had been with her now for 6 years. He had been the last thing her grandfather had given her before he became sick and died. Scratches, as cats go, was somewhat above normal, and at times appeared to have an uncanny understanding of things in general. She was occasionally aware of things that people either are not aware of or take for granted. This was not to mention her strange understanding of the human language. Sometimes it was almost as if she could understand what people were talking about, and sometimes it even appeared she knew what they were thinking. Still, she was a cat, and therefore independent in an eccentric sort of way. Megan was too young then to understand, but now she had questions and wanted answers. Why did Grandpa have to die? What was it that caused him to become sick? Why couldn't they help him at the hospital? Megan was shaken from her trance as a pillow pelted her over the head. It was May, wanting a quick pillow fight. Megan threw the pillow back at May along with the pillows she had been clutching. The girls laughed and smiled at each other. May opened the window beside her bed and looked out across the south field. "What is that over there?" she pointed. Megan got up and joined her friend, kneeling in the bed at the window to see what she was pointing at.
"Oh, that's the old family cemetery."
"A cemetery? How cool!" May answered, as a sly look came over her face. Megan saw the expression on her friend's face and couldn't repress a smile.
"I know what you're thinking, May, and..."
"And what?" May said as she pelted Megan one more time with her pillow and ran from the room into the upstairs hallway, giggling and calling out, "Cemetery! Cemetery!" over and over. May stopped, then looking over the handrail to the floor below, she remarked, "Man, this is a big house. Your grandpa must have been rich." Slowly she walked the length of the upstairs hallway, checking in each room to see what might be concealed behind closed doors. At the end of the hall, she found a door that was locked. "What's behind this door?" she asked Megan.
"That's the old study. The library is in there."
"Library? Neat. But why is the door locked if there's nothing in there but books?" May asked as she bent down to peek through the keyhole.
"I don't know. I just remember that Grandpa spent a lot of time in that room when I was small. He was always reading or working on something in that room."
Just then, the sound of Grandmother's voice echoed up the stairs. "Girls, come down here and help me fix lunch." The girls turned and started back down the stairs as Scratches was coming up. Megan picked her up and brought her back downstairs, placing her on the floor in the living room as the girls went into the kitchen. May asked, "What are we going to fix?" "We are going to fix sandwiches," answered Grandma. "Now, Megan, you get some bread, and May, you get some lettuce." As Megan pulled the refrigerator door open, something caught her eye. There, laying on the window sill, behind the sink, was an old key.
"That might be the key that opens the study upstairs,"
she thought to herself, as she turned back to her task of making sandwiches. They made some sandwiches and took them into the dining room. After their meal, May and Megan took the plates back to the kitchen and put them in the sink. Megan reached up and took the key from its resting place and looked at it. "A key?" May asked. "Oh, you don't think that's the key to open the study door upstairs, do you?" Megan turned to look at May as a sly smile came over her face. Quickly, she tucked the old key in her pocket.
"I think we shall find out, Watson,"
she answered in a very Sherlock Holmes way. End of chapter 1.